righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
It's early in the morning, but they tell me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo 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 yo.
Top of the morning to you, Angela Yee.
My name is DJ MV.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Okay.
One more time.
You ready?
No.
You ready?
No.
You got my camo?
Nope.
Where's my camo? Okay. Hold on. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump Day!
Yes, it is Hump Day. It is Wednesday. Good morning to you.
Yes, middle of the work week. What's happening?
Glad to be alive, though.
Yes, today is a beautiful day.
I'm very happy to be alive.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm very tired. I stayed up last night to watch myself on the Colbert Show. Drop one of Clues Bombs for me, damn it.
How was it?
I don't know. It was cool. I like it.
I
enjoyed the moment, you know. Stephen Colbert's from South Carolina. So he's one of those people that built the... Help me to build the case of optimism for my life.
Okay.
You know how you know like certain people that's from where you're from and you see them and they doing good, you're like, oh, wow, you know, I can do it too.
Mm-hmm.
But then you know.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Got other people that don't do nothing.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Like,
too.
You know, maybe I'm going to just sit here under this tree and drink beer.
Nah, that's always a good thing. If somebody from your neighborhood, your hood makes it. For me, it was DJ Clue, it was LL Cool J. These people I got to see make it, I got to see on television, which gave me inspiration.
You don't
like,
count.
I can do it.
You're from Queens. Y'all got about 100 people. Yep. Queens got a long
and
list of legends.
We
okay?
definitely do, but it definitely helped to see those individuals came from the same neighborhood, rode on the same bus from the same place where you got your sneakers from, your quarter waters from, that made it. It gives you that inspiration.
Supreme ain't inspire you?
Supreme the drug dealer?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No. It was more like LL and Khloe.
Got you.
Those were the guys.
But you would see them personally.
I would see Preem too, but if I even, you know, really thought about it, my dad would probably smack the ish out of me, so I knew that wasn't the direction I needed to go.
I'm glad you decided to DJ and not lick your lips and rap. Okay?
I mean,
it was a lot more than just rapper. Licking your lips and rapping. I wonder if Envy would have been a good rapper. You never tried to rap?
Not with that hunchback.
I ain't got a hunchback. And now I'm gonna sit straight like my mama used to tell me to do. But I'm actually a good rapper.
Oh,
give me a beatbox,
Lord.
G.
Okay, all right.
Give me a beatbox.
You're actually a good beatboxer now. I've heard that. See, look, I knew he wanted to do it.
Okay.
It's old school Wednesday.
My name is Envy and I'm the best. And all the girls
DJs want to
fill my chest. I say...
My name is Envy, and I am beige, and all the gay men think I'm the rage. Hey.
He took it somewhere else.
Yeah, I didn't want to go there with it. That's not where I wanted to go with it. Yeah, that's not where I wanted to go with it. Not at all. Well, let's get the show cracking. We have comedian T.K. Kirkland joining us this morning.
Oh, the OG T.K. is here this morning.
Yeah, he came here last time, and he revealed so much about his life. So much about what happened with him when he allegedly stole some things before.
And no need to talk about his criminal past again, is it?
No.
Are we not?
You already cleared all that up.
Past
although,
past that.
Somebody just sent me a DM about him, but I got to investigate this further.
Oh, man.
I'll send it to you guys so you can see.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we'll get into all that. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Let's talk about the primaries in West Virginia and Nebraska. We're going to keep you updated on what's going on with these upcoming elections. Also, we told you about West Point, the 16 African-American female cadets with the raised fist photo. Under fire, we'll tell you what the punishment will be.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, last night in sports, the Thunder beat the Spurs 95-91. Now, what are we doing in front page news, Yee? I have no clue.
We're talking about West Virginia and Nebraska, the primaries there.
Tell us about it.
That's where Bernie Sanders actually beat Hillary Clinton in West Virginia. And, of course, Donald Trump easily won Nebraska and West Virginia. There were little signs of any protest voting out there. Now, Hillary Clinton has since been trying to clean up her comments from a town hall that she did in March, where she said she wanted to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business.
This picture on the front page of the New York Post is hilarious. They got, like, somebody trying to put a crown on Hillary Clinton, but then they got Steve Harvey standing there and it says, stop the coronation. That is hilarious.
Bernie Sanders is still hanging in there.
He is.
So, you know. Well, and we're also going to talk about the 16 black West Point cadets who actually posed for that picture with their raised fists.
Mm-hmm.
That caused a lot of controversy. People were saying that it looked like they were trying to be symbolic of political resistance, so on and so forth. Well, the U.S. Military Academy has said there will be no punishment for those 16 African-American cadets in that photo. They said they did not violate military rules that limit political activity. Okay. So that's good news.
So they won't get in trouble.
They're not in trouble.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Black fist in the air this morning. You want to put your white fist up? Cool. That's cool, too. Just remember that means fisting.
And the women were just celebrating their graduation that was coming up. And that's a very common pose and gesture symbolizing unity. It wasn't supposed to be something symbolizing any type of resistance, which is frowned upon. You're not allowed to do that when you're in military dress.
But that's what I said the other day. Since when is the Black Fist a sign of resistance, like a political organization? Like, it means black pride, black power.
Right.
And it doesn't even have to be just a black fist, just a fist raised in the air symbolizing unity, because apparently at West Point, they did the they would raise their fist when they were doing their anthem and everything. So
not all the time. Sometimes that fist in the air means, hey.
Sometimes it does.
Is your butthole big? Because I want to fit.
See? Enough. All right. Well, that's front page news.
Wow.
Thank you. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right
now.
What
that rectum look like, though?
Maybe somebody pissed you off. Maybe you're having a bad morning. Whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, yo, good morning, yo. This is the Mad Rapper, son, for real. I'm mad, and I stay mad. I stay angry. I stay heated. I stay pissed off.
Tell them why you mad. Breakfast Club, let's go.
Hello, who's this?
This is... Well, I don't know if I want to say my real name.
Okay, you don't have to.
Hi, Stacey.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm mad at all three of y'all, but mostly I'm mad at Charlamagne.
Because
when you guys interviewed Hillary Clinton, I'm going to tell you why I'm mad at you in particular, Charlamagne. I think you're one of the most intelligent people on the radio. But when you guys interviewed Hillary Clinton, y'all didn't ask her nothing intelligent. And Charlamagne, I was disappointed in you because you didn't ask her anything intelligent. That was the dumbest interview ever.
What would you like us to ask her?
I would have liked y'all to ask her, what's she really going to do for us? Why is she fronting? Y'all should have went hard on her. There's a lot of people out there who listen to your radio show, and you guys have a major platform, who are not informed. And that was like the perfect opportunity to help them to decide who they were looking for to be in office.
I understand what you're
y'all
saying.
Y'all could run for president. Charlamagne could run for president. The influence you guys have on these airwaves right now.
No, I understand. I understand what you're saying, but I just feel like, you know, she gets asked those questions all the time, and she got talking points for all those answers.
I feel like she gives the same answers to the same questions
she's
that everybody asks all the time.
Talking points. Like, anything we'd have asked her political, she got a talking point.
But I understand that some people maybe don't even watch or pay attention, so it could have been their first time hearing some of those talking points.
That's true. I understand what you're saying, though, boo.
Hello, who's this?
It's Blue from Duval County.
Blue from Duval. Tell them why you mad.
I'm mad at all these ambitionless ass people in the world with the same 24 hours that I get. If I could go hit the strip club and make a check during the weekend, and I could work my 9-to-5 during the week, what the hell is you doing with your life? You're bum if you ain't got popping.
You got a 9-to-5 and you work in a strip club?
And I got 4 stepkids. We all straight. So if you ain't doing with your 24, you a bum.
Well, listen, but that just means that's why some people are winners and some people aren't. So that makes it better for you.
She's not a winner just because she's stripped.
Nah, but she's taking care of it.
She's a winner.
She worked hard, man. She's a hard worker.
If you got a regular 9-to-5, if you got morals and you got goals and you keep to it, then that's all you got to worry about. As long as you ain't in a popping and you doing it for the free, or you ain't in there and you ain't got nothing popping, you leaving the club.
That's what you call
signing. I'm just saying, if she's taking care of her kids legally and working and making money, I can't be against that.
She popping that punani. Hello, who's this?
There you go.
Hey, it's PPG, a.k.a. Porta Potty Guy, man.
Porta Potty Guy.
Porta Potty Guy,
what's up, bro?
Send us some music, man.
Yo,
I know you got some new music.
You send me music all the time.
Angelie, I'm mad at Envy, yo.
Uh-oh.
Envy always had Hollywood on me, yo.
I know.
He talked to me good on the radio. I hit Envy up in his DM. I said, Envy, I need that email, bro.
He does the same thing to me.
I'm married. I don't answer my DM, sir.
Envy, don't sleep on me, man.
I'm gonna tell you,
I got some good music.
Envy, bro. Don't sleep with him, man.
What's up?
This is what you need to do, bro. Next time Envy's DJing an outdoor event, lock all the porta potties that's near him. So when he go to the bathroom, he gotta come through you
that's
to
not
get
nice.
In and give him your mixtape every time.
See, you guys always play, man. Come on, man. Give me a helping hand, man. I'm out here working a 9-to-5 job. I'm grinding out here, man.
We should play Porta Potty music one time just to see how it sounds.
Yo, just one time.
Yeah, please. Just to see what people
think,
man.
That's all I'm asking for. That's all I'm asking for.
One shot.
This guy's a loyal listener. He comes to our events. He calls the radio station every morning. One shot,
and the crazy thing is I respect Envy, and I bet you the records that I send you, Envy, it could make me and you some money.
So what if the people say you trash? What if the people say you trash? Flush that down the Porta Potty.
I stop doing music.
Whoa.
Oh man, you got to check that email again.
And I give Charlamagne $100. I'm stop doing music, and people think the music is whack.
I don't want your money, bro. You touch Porta Potties all day. Listen,
I'll tell you.
Listen,
Envy,
we gonna give you a shot.
Please.
You should give him a shot, Envy, man. Play his music one time, man.
We'll do that. All right, we'll do that.
Please, Envy.
I don't know when.
Thank you. Oh man, come on, man.
Gotta
be this year.
What should we do? Let's do it tomorrow.
Send me an email. I'll send you my email.
Envy. What? Yeah, DM me, man, because I've been DM you, and I've been calling that number that you got on your IG.
You can forget that.
Blowing it up.
Yeah, that's a throw-off number. But all right, bro.
Send the email to breakfastclubam@gmail.com.
You better not put that out there like that. Tell them why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey, tell them why you mad.
I'm mad. I'm more than mad. I'm traumatized. Mama D sucking on Ernest's chest.
On his nipples. Loving hip hop. Mama D, sexy.
You didn't see that episode?
No. Mm-hmm. I don't like Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't see the actual episode, but I saw the clip of Mama D everywhere, and I saw her stance after the fact.
Mama D is Scrappy's mom?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. I'm thinking she's trying to get picked up by Vivid Entertainment.
I watch Love and Hip Hop New York. I don't watch Lies and Hip Hop Atlanta. Sorry.
You don't do a little male nipple play with your man?
Hello, who's this?
What's up? This is Jason, man. Brooklyn, the CT.
What up, bro? Tell him why you mad.
Envy, this is a question for you.
Shoot.
Is Hump paying off, or just let me finish? All you know, right. I listen to you guys a lot. I listen to Angela Lee and Charlamagne, you know. But when I think about Angela Lee and Envy, there's something different going on. Y'all chemistry is a little different. I always hear talking about, well, I know you more than anybody, Envy. Envy, did you cry? So my question for you, on Hump Day is, did you tap that at least once for the team, Envy? And keep it real, man. Did you tap that at least once?
I'll be honest. First of all, her name is Angela Yee, not
Angela
Lee.
Yeah, you don't even know my name. It's Angela Yee, number one.
No.
I think it's a shame that you think that a man and a woman can't be co-workers without
thinking
like that.
The whole New York probably
You should be embarrassed of yourself for thinking like
that. I'm upset that you don't think me and Envy could be having sex with each other.
But honestly, Charlamagne been trying to holler at me on the low. Charlamagne,
if anything, these guys are up on each other.
His eyebrows all straight.
Way more. They're always hugging each other.
Charlamagne been doing all the push-ups.
No, I'm really offended.
Behind the scenes, Charlamagne been whining in front of me. It's Charlamagne that you should have asked about.
I'm really offended.
Why? Thank you, man. Y'all good.
Why me and Envy can't be playing Stanky Finger?
They don't know Charlamagne the one that be playing in front of me and everything.
That's not true, by the way. That was all a joke.
No, it wasn't.
Please don't run with that one.
Hello, okay. Who's this?
This is Easter. How y'all doing this morning, man?
Hey, tell about
your
man.
My name Easter.
Yeah, my name is Easter, man.
Who the hell are you to be named after the Lord's holiday?
Well, happy Easter.
Thank you so much. I'm mad because I'm trying to figure out how can I start a GoFundMe page to meet Angela Yee.
You're gonna steal one of Jesus' days and then start a GoFundMe?
Well, start your GoFundMe. I'll see if people will donate.
Yeah, I know they will, but I just want to say she is beautiful, and I'm mad at Envy and Charlamagne. You guys can at least say, hey, Angela Yee, hand me a bottle of water, man. You know, something, man. She's just a beautiful lady. I just wanted to praise her this morning, man. And
you don't need to be praising nobody but Jesus and give him his damn name back in his holiday, okay? You can't be called Easter, bro.
Well, thank you, Easter.
Call yourself Halloween or something.
It's Easter Wednesday.
We call you Hollow for short.
Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us at any time. Now, we got rumors coming up.
I don't even know where to start. There was a lot of beef going down on these tweets yesterday. So I guess we can discuss Nicki Minaj versus Scaf Beasy. We can discuss Azealia Banks versus everybody. Kevin McCall versus Chris Brown. I don't know where we're going to start.
All right. All that and more coming up in rumors. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Angela
Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Nicki Minaj and Safari were going at it on Twitter last night. Now, we don't know exactly what happened behind the scenes, but we can guesstimate that there's a lawsuit involved.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Nicki Minaj started tweeting, "You'd be surprised to know there are people who actually die inside every time they catch a little glimpse of your happiness. N-words get mad when they can't come and live lavish with you. Poor Ting, I know it hurts."
It is true. People do die when they see you happy. That's why you should stunt on social media every now and then.
Tweeted on the 5th that the 6th is my baby's birthday. Celebrated on the 6th for his birthday publicly. Served with a lawsuit on the 9th. LOL. 2 years later, this poor excuse of a man is suing me and claiming to have been physically and emotionally abused. He's so miserable. Look at what men have become so they don't have to work. Fathers, please stay in your son's lives. You can't even celebrate your happiness anymore without being victimized. Miserable people refuse to move on with their lives. My man asked him to stop emailing me. I also asked him several times. This man can't move on. It's really sad. I have the emails to prove it. And she went on to say, "I know you need a storyline to be on reality TV. God punishing you and you about to get more. I can't even celebrate my man's birthday without this miserable son of a bitch trying to extort me. Caught him stealing money and never prosecuted him. Now I'm doing it enough."
Who's she talking about?
Scaff Beasy.
Yeah, it looks like she's talking about Scaff Beasy.
He gonna be on reality TV?
He's supposed to be on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood with Miss Nikki Baby because they've been dating. So
I don't even know
who
Miss Nikki Baby is.
You do know who she is. She used to date Marley Marl.
I don't watch it.
Who is Marley Marl, the producer?
Yes.
I mean, that's a difficult situation.
No.
No, man. Marley Marl from Vegas, man. Ballhead dude, man. Kind of look like,
I'm supposed to know these things?
I guess not.
No. Okay.
So Nicki Minaj said, y'all think social media is real life. Imagine how it feels to have someone who gains so much off of your name refuse to let go and let you be happy. And some women would actually side with this leech just because they're filled with hate and jealousy. We have women out here hustling. There's no reason a healthy man can't go out there and work and just hustle just as hard.
So Safari is suing
Nicki Minaj.
That's what it's looking
for, emotional distress, allegedly.
And what?
That's what he said. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, she did say, you know, "You were abused, my N-word. Look at what you become. God's wrath is no joke. You will regret every lie you said about me."
Listen, nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining, and I don't know what the truth is, but I know you can't have a rap career if you sue a woman for emotional distress.
He might be mean, hurt. Yo. But if you really think about it, we've been together all this time. I've been living a certain... It's like having a baby, and now your baby mom leaves. You gotta maintain that baby's life.
You gotta sing R&B now, bro.
Well, like, Safari did say a couple of things on Twitter. He said, "Percocets really deteriorate the human brain." Thank God I never got hooked to that ish. They make me throw up. "Trust and believe, nobody wants to live with you, a rich thing. Attention, money doesn't buy happiness. The ones with it are the most pressed."
Safari.
Yeah, it's not, that's not nice.
I don't know, like I say, nobody cares about the truth and the lies more entertaining. This is all entertaining. But if this is true and you're suing a woman for emotional distress, you got to make Neo Soul records for the rest of your career.
He needs to just leave her alone and just move on and be happy.
You can dirty wine to certain Neo Soul records.
It's hard, but you think about it. It's not to say it's right. It's hard to move on when I've been living a certain life for like 10 years.
You got to
as a
man.
And all of a sudden
though.
It's a wrap.
You got to as a man.
I
got to
sell all my stuff.
As a man,
I got to start back over. He got to try one more time for the fence.
Don't nobody care about spousal
support.
Try
one time for what?
For the fence. He got to swing one more time for
spousal
the fence.
Spousal support is a double standard. Don't nobody care.
Spousal support?
Don't nobody care about spousal support when it comes to men, bro.
Nah, but really, well,
they're
what Safari should do.
They married.
They damn near
common
well.
Law, 14 years.
Damn near, Safari should just do workout videos. He should leave it alone. Just do. No, it's not like
you
that.
You like his body?
He should do Neo Soul workout videos. Safari, you could be the new Billy Blanks. That's his name, Billy Banks?
Billy Blanks.
Safari could be the new Billy Blanks. He could do neo soul reggae ting workout videos.
That's what he should do. I'm serious. Reggae videos. He does the ill workouts. Just do the workouts.
Would you do his workout video?
Yeah,
why don't you approach him with that then? Maybe you guys can go half on.
Call Safari
and
tell him what his new career going to be, man.
You could DJ the workout video.
I mean, I think it would be dope. Just do the workout video.
All right, so hit him up.
Staff busy. Neo soul reggae workout video tings.
Okay, now let's discuss Sharon Osbourne. After almost 34 years of marriage, her and Ozzy Osbourne are over. Well, here's what she had to say on The Talk.
"You kicked Ozzy out of the house. Is that made up?"
"No, it's true."
"All right. And is he still out of the house?"
"No, he's back and I'm out of the house." "It's right for me because I honestly, at this point today, have no idea what I'm going to be doing with the rest of my life."
So apparently it is true about him with this celebrity hairdresser that he was cheating. All right.
But it's Ozzy Osbourne. The man has dementia, don't he? He don't know what he's doing. He's out here shaking.
It appears that he does old. Know.
Can't talk.
He look crazy.
Allegedly, she would have been fine if it was just a random one-night stands. But the real issue is that he had an ongoing relationship.
Okay. The man is 79. The man can't get a pass at 79 for cheating.
And that is your rumor report.
Man, somebody sent Sharon Osbourne lemonade album. This is disgusting.
She actually was drinking lemonade while she was on
no,
the show.
No, don't drink no lemonade, because if you was as strong as Beyonce, you'd forgive Ozzy. Okay? The man's about to die. Jesus Christ.
He's almost there. He's in bad shape.
Come on, man.
You can't leave him right now.
You probably got 369 days at the most. All right?
You think that long?
Yes.
Ozzy's pretty bad. He's in bad shape. All right, well. That's the rumors. When we come back, we got front page news. We'll tell you about Sanders beating Clinton. Also about the West Point Cadets. All right, so don't go anywhere. Oh, and comedian T.K. Kirkland will be joining us next hour. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Salute to Designer. Designer's actually going to be on Stephen Colbert tonight.
Really?
Yeah, I saw that when I was there yesterday.
Wow. Okay.
So this must be his ratchet week. He had me on last night, and he got Designer on tonight.
Uh-oh. All right, well... Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, NBA playoffs, the Thunder beat the Spurs 95-91 to take 3-2 lead in a series. Now, Steph Curry, he was named the MVP.
Yeah, unanimous MVP.
Unanimously.
First unanimous MVP in NBA history. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Tracy McGrady's talking about. Saying
what he said?
He didn't. It shouldn't have been unanimous saying that the league, that shows how watered down the league is.
Why?
No, Steph Curry
he
had
deserved it.
A phenomenal year.
Absolutely.
Like, who else would you vote for MVP if it wasn't Steph Curry?
Nobody.
Did you see his daughter, Riley Curry, walking around pointing at people?
Absolutely. Yeah, I love her. She's amazing.
Super cute.
Now, let's talk about Sanders and Clinton.
Well, it was the primaries in West Virginia and Nebraska, and Bernie Sanders did beat Hillary Clinton in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Donald Trump easily won Nebraska and West Virginia. There was very little sign of any protest vote at all. Hillary Clinton has been trying to clean up her comments from a CNN town hall back in March. She wanted to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business, but that damage has already set in. She still has quite a lead, but Bernie Sanders is hanging in there.
Well, they just need to figure out who's going to be going up against the Antichrist Donald Trump in November, okay? Because I know who I'm not voting for, and I'm not voting for the Antichrist Donald Trump.
Now, let's talk about this, the West Point Cadets.
Well, we told you about the 16 black female West Point cadets who were in trouble for posing with their raised fists for a pre-graduation picture. Well, it turns out there will be no punishment for those 16 women. He said they did show a lapse of awareness in how symbols and gestures can be misinterpreted and cause division, and they will receive instruction to address their intent versus the impact of the photo, but they will not be punished. Now, people who are defending these women said they were simply celebrating their forthcoming graduation, something closer in spirit to a team lifting helmets to celebrate a win or Beyonce raising her fist at the Super Bowl halftime show.
That's what I said. The black fist don't represent like a political organization. It's just black pride, black power. Well, I can't throw my fist in the air. Especially if I'm coming from a situation like this where all of these people have been so racist in this. What's that place called? West Point?
West Point.
Why not?
It showed unity. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, we have comedian T.K. Kirkland.
One of my OGs. Love this guy.
He's going to be hanging out with me and Charlamagne in New York City if you're in the area. We'll explain all that. So keep it locked. We're going to kick it with T.K. Kirkland. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's The Hills. That was Fab Tamia. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
One of my
performing at Caroline's tonight.
That's right, one of my OGs.
Yo, what's going on, everybody?
T.K. Kirkland.
Well, yeah. What's up? Show the love.
And you brought some gifts,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, T.K. walked in bearing gifts. Explain why you should always bring gifts, T.K. You said it before the mics came on.
Yes, when you're in the presence of a young lady, and you see her more than once, you should always give her flowers to show that you're in the presence of a gentleman.
Gotcha.
When you have friends like you guys, you should always bring you guys gifts because people don't understand that to be on a show or in your presence, you have to show people that you appreciate, whether it's a shirt, let me buy you lunch.
Gotcha.
Or something like that, because what people forget in society is that you have to show people that you really care about what you're doing because people take things for granted.
True.
And when you've been in the business as long as me, this stuff can come and go as quick as possible. And when your phone stops ringing, you're like, why?
Yeah.
But if you treat people good, it comes back. Just like when you guys have issues, you know, I text them and explain to them certain things. And just like when
Birdman
Baby, who's my friend, came up. And what people don't understand about Babe is that when a man or woman comes through your door, you never know what they just went through.
Yeah.
You never know what they went through.
Absolutely.
So as you guys get older, you have to take that
into consideration.
Into consideration, right? Because Baby does deserve respect. Let me explain to you why. From Ruthless Records to Death Row to Aftermath to No Limit, Baby is still around. Now, his private life is his private life.
Right.
If he want to kiss boys, if he want to...
You just said that was your man. Okay.
But I'm just keeping 100. Okay. This is who I am. Everybody know who I am. Just because I say that don't mean I'm mad at him. Yeah. If you want to kiss boys. If you want to beat people out of their publishing, that's you. That's your private life. If you want to have sex with boys behind closed doors, long as we ain't in the room.
Allegedly.
All right. We ain't in the room. That's your own business. But on a business tip, the man's phenomenal because he got the three hottest artists in the world.
Well, not everything TK just said, but I've said the same thing. Like, yes. Just pay Wayne.
Right.
Why aren't you paying Wayne? Why would you sign the Baby you know he don't pay?
Let me explain to you why you don't have to worry about that, because that's not your job.
Gotcha.
Your job is to report what you hear. If Lil Wayne doesn't have a proper attorney, then that's his fault. It's just like, I can't come to your house and half the house is not painted. And I was like, gotcha. Charlamagne, go paint the house. You like, TK, this is my house. I can't come to your house and say, DJ Envy, your wife wants more oral sex during the week, and I need you to step your game up. I can't come with this beautiful woman. You know, I'm just mean because you don't look like you do that because your neck structure is weak. You know what I'm saying? So I want you to start strengthening up your neck, DJ Envy. Right, you know, because your wife wants more of that. Okay. I guarantee you. And she's probably listening to my, TK.
Yes, TK. Now, last time you came up here, we talked about a lot.
Yes, sir. Yes,
now,
sir.
We talked about Eddie Murphy. We talked about so much. Now, have people been calling you comedians about that? Have they been blackballing you? What's been going on?
Do y'all know who I am? Like, I'm a gentleman. People don't cross that line with me. Mm-hmm. You know, it was the interview was an interview that put everything to rest.
Good.
Because the rumors had been out so long, and no one took the time to really talk about it. Word. So that's because we came here, and I didn't know y'all was famous. I'm keeping it 100.
You can say that to me every time you call me. Hey, bro, I didn't know that y'all was out here like
I
this.
Didn't know. No, for real, y'all. Because I see y'all all the time. Right. And we in the club, and I just thought, oh, nice kids.
Yeah.
That's what I say about you. It's a nice kids. But in January, I started listening to y'all a lot on the radio and found out a lot about you guys, how intelligent you are. You're up on current events. Mm-hmm. How Angela is a motivational speaker to some of these young women, you understand, that truly need guidance to better their lives. Because what goes on with the young ladies in our society is that the choices that they make is detrimental. Like, I saw a girl with pregnant on the bus stop.
Yeah.
I'm like, who raised you? Mm-hmm. You letting a guy that got no car sex you down and impregnate you and you're on the bus? Yo, this is insane, fam. So we want to encourage our men to step their game up. Because if I was president, men couldn't have sex unless they had about $50,000 in the bank. Mm.
But then we shame gold diggers.
Men who don't understand women shame gold diggers.
Mm, break it down for me.
See, because a gold digger is just a woman who just wants a man who can provide.
Gotcha.
All men should be able to provide. Because when men want money, what do we want? We want a beautiful woman with a small waist, fat booty or whatever.
It's
or
a
just,
price
a,
for
just
that.
A nice. It's a price right. for that. It comes with the territory. And I tell people all the time, when you go from a Geostorm to a Bentley, you knew the insurance was going to be different?
Absolutely.
So what about you? You don't say the same. You don't pay the same premium.
Right.
So no. What do you tell guys when they be like, man, I ain't paying for no.
It's not that you pay for it. You pay for it indirectly.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take a woman out to eat.
Right.
You got to take a shopping. Mm-hmm. And get smart. You don't have to always go buy $2,000 bags or $1,000 shoes. Mm-hmm. Sales. Find sales. Like, babe, I'm going to take you shopping. I just saw a phenomenal sale that came across my iPhone. Let's catch the sales.
Okay.
And that's where you have to be clever at. Mm-hmm. And then you want women to bring something to the table, too. See, it's a balance. Women don't take their men shopping. And when I say that, women start frowning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking my man shopping. Well, you've already lost. And men don't need much. You can buy a guy a brush, Visine, chapstick, a card. He just wants to be known at the end of the day. He's appreciated.
Absolutely. All right, we got more with TK Kirkland. When we come back, don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was J. Cole, No Role Models. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have comedian TK Kirkland in the building. Now, Yee?
bathrooms, right? In North Carolina, you see that they have this whole situation where they're trying to make it that whatever gender you were born, biologically, that's the bathroom you should use. But federally, they're saying, well, no, what you identify with is the bathroom that you're able to use. What do you think about that?
If my daughters was in a bathroom and a part man, part woman walked in, that would make me extremely uncomfortable. And I know that everybody in society is trying to do the right. Nobody wants to say the real because they think if they say what's real, it causes confusion and hate. But we have to understand there's a thing called the Bible and there's a thing called faith. There's a thing called tradition. And even though these new things are coming along with Bruce Jenner and people changing their sex, we're going to respect it. Mm-hmm. But let's not cross the boundary to the point that you put us in jeopardy to waive our morals and what we truly believe in. Everybody has a right to do what they want to do. But when you start going into bathrooms, if you got the money to do half the surgery, then don't go to the bathroom until you get the complete surgery. Yeah. Then, and don't come in half-stepping. Don't cause confusion because I don't know who you are.
Do you feel like heterosexuals' rights are being taken away? Like, nobody cares about making us comfortable.
That's so true, yo. Yeah. Our society has gotten to a point to be gay or to change your ginger.
Ginger.
Thank you.
Red hair, you can dye. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Put on, put on your surefire rights.
It's sad. You can't say what you feel. And if you say what you feel, the social media is based on hate.
Yeah.
Say something positive, and well, nobody talk about it. Say something negative. By the time you get downstairs to this office, you have the whole ABC News, everybody on you. Mm-hmm. And the world's just based on negativity. Mm-hmm. And what we have to do, I think, sometimes when we're on shows like this, even though it's probably boring probably to some people, we have to give that 5 minutes of positiveness. Yeah, right. Then we go back to hating. Right. Because you gotta eat.
It's a balance. Ratchetness and righteousness.
Yeah,
it's a balance.
Yo, it's the way of the world. That's right. And I used to think when I was coming up, did we hate? And I think we did hate. It's just that we didn't have social media to put it out there as quickly as possible. Just like sometimes I hear y'all talk about racism.
Yeah.
And I don't believe in racism.
Really?
Yeah, I think racism is a made up word.
Break it down for me.
I believe people just don't like you.
But if it's just based on the color of your skin, they don't know you.
Well, you know what the confusion is?
What?
Because it's white, it's racism. But if me and you, if I don't like you, I don't like you.
If you say I don't like black people, that just means you
just don't like
racist.
You. You ever walked in a room and saw someone say, that person makes me uncomfortable, that person never said nothing to you, but you're like, yo, I don't like homeboy.
Yeah, his energy's off.
Yeah, his energy's off. That's just life, fam. And we could always talk about serious things.
Yeah.
But Caroline's tonight, baby. Caroline's tonight.
Tickets are going fast. It's almost sold out. Get your tickets.
Let me tell you something, man.
I think it's sold out by now, but I don't
know. Yeah, let me explain something. To be a part, and Angela, I try to find a spot for you on this show. And
I'd rather just watch. I don't
want to. And you are going to come?
Yeah, I'd rather just watch.
Because I was trying to, what can we get Angela, because she's fine. Mm-hmm. And one time I wanted to hit on her, because I used to hit on Twitter.
I never noticed that until you told me.
Yeah, because I find you extremely beautiful. And the more you talk, you find I'm extremely intelligent. But how old are you now? Are you over 30?
You never ask women their age.
No, you have to ask women their age.
Yes, definitely over 30.
And let me tell you why you have to ask women their age. Ever since R. Kelly came into the game.
You know I'm not stopping.
But listen to what I'm saying. You can't go to catch a case and tell the judge, honor.
Yeah.
You know you can't ask a woman her age. You know what the judge going to say? I'm going to give you 30 years to think about it.
Or maybe it's a certain point where you're not supposed to ask a woman anymore.
You know you're old enough to be here.
No, you got to ask a woman her age. You know, because there's certain women I won't date. If you over 40, I won't date you because women start losing cartilage in their knees.
What?
What is cartilage?
Because their knees lock up.
Yeah, you know.
I don't date women over 45 because when you have sex with them, they always talk about cut the ceiling fan off. Because the ceiling be drying out their stuff, right? Yeah. So I can't deal with that. And then I don't date women 50 or 52 because they always have acid reflux. So when you take them out to eat, they can't eat spicy food. Because now you got stuff at the pharmacy.
What happens to men over 40?
I don't know. I don't date men over 40.
I mean, as a man over 40.
Who raised you? Who raised you? I don't know nothing about that. Yeah, you got to do your research on that one.
TK Kirkland, Caroline's. Make sure you get your tickets, carolines.com. Hosted by Charlamagne and me.
I'll be spinning, so give me
your early. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come watch the OG TK Kirkland.
That's right. Well, it's the Breakfast Club. We appreciate you joining us.
Oh, always, family. Always. And you know, I love you guys forever. And may your pain be champagne. T to the K.
TK Kirkland, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up. This
just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Justin Bieber posted about taking pictures. He said, if you happen to see me out somewhere, know that I'm not going to take a picture. I'm done taking pictures. It has gotten to the point that people won't even say hi to me or recognize me as a human. I feel like a zoo animal. And I want to be able to keep my sanity. I realize people will be disappointed, but I don't owe anybody a picture. And people who say I bought your album, know that you got my album and you got what you paid for, album. It doesn't say in fine print, whenever you see me, you also get a photo.
He does know he's Justin Bieber.
That's whack.
But I'm not going to say it's all the way whack because Justin Bieber causes riots. Justin Bieber can't take just one picture.
Yeah, but see,
Justin Bieber Justin Bieber gets his car rushed.
Right.
But I wouldn't announce it
He put himself in that predicament. He wanted to be a superstar. So now that he's a superstar, he has to take everything that comes with being a star.
Yeah, but you got
to
look out for the safety of other people. Them little girls be running each other over. I wouldn't have announced it if I was him.
Sometimes people are just really rude, too.
No, I get it, but these are fans. They love you. They support everything you do. They buy your merchandise. They buy your albums.
You can't say, you bought my album. That's what you paid for, not a picture.
They follow you on Instagram. If they say, hey, I'm a fan, can I get a picture? How do you say no to a fan that supports you and follows you and does everything for you?
Yeah, but how do you say yes to 1,000 fans outside of your hotel?
Well, you take a couple and then you...
500 girls.
You take a couple and you move.
Running around your truck. It's a little different for Bieber. I just wouldn't have announced it if I was him.
Yeah, his life is a little more...
You can't say no, I'm not going to do it. That's foul.
I just wouldn't have announced. But yes,
or he could have said, listen, it's been really difficult with people treating me like a zoo animal. As much as I want to take pictures with everybody, sometimes it's just not possible.
That's what he should have said.
You know, something like that.
Not, I'm not going to do it anymore. That sounds crazy.
All right. Now let's discuss Prince. Apparently, he was a fan of the show New Girl, and he actually made a guest appearance on the show back in 2014. Now, interestingly enough, on Conan last night, Zooey Deschanel actually talks about a time that Prince, when he was on that episode, the Kardashians were also supposed to be on. They were guest stars that same night, but Prince bumped them off. Check it out.
Someone was friends with some of the Kardashians, mm-hmm. and had made a phone call, and they had kindly come on to shoot a little cameo part where they were at Prince's party. I'm studying my lines, and one of the PAs comes in, and she's like, I need all of the sides, the scripts. Yeah. And I'm like, what is going on? And I walk outside, and she has like a bonfire. She's burning all the scripts and the call sheets. And it turns out that someone from Prince's camp said, like, who are the celebrities? I hope it's not a Kardashian.
Wow. Ooh.
Well, I guess that appearance didn't happen. If you guys remember, Kim Kardashian actually got on stage and started dancing with Prince.
Trying to dance.
Yeah, I don't think he knew it was her. If you remember, he made her get off the stage. Check it out.
Get off the stage.
That's right. You lucky Prince ain't make you disappear. All right, Prince, no magic. He could have sawed you in half and not put you back together.
All right, now, Azealia Banks yesterday was getting into it on Twitter. I guess it all started off with Zayn. She had some issues with him saying that he was copying her in his videos. And then Sky Jackson actually joined in. She's 14 years old, right? And we all know her from that meme. But we also know her from being on Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sky had just tweeted, Azealia Banks needs to simmer down a little. She didn't even at her anything, and Azealia saw it. She said, and you need to grow some hips and start your menses. Stay in a child's place. She said, when a no-hip-having 14-year-old has more class... Oh. Then Sky tweeted, Azealia said, when a no-hip-having 14-year-old has more class than you, worry about your career, get one.
I pray that my daughter don't have hips at 14. Please, yeah. God. Please.
And then Azealia Banks went on to say, your mom's been pimping you out to Disney since you were a little girl. Let's see what you end up like at 21. Bye. Sky said, you got dissed by a One Directioner. How miserable can your life be? Now have several seats, Azealia stinks. And I'm sure my mom did a way better job than yours did. You give black women a bad name. I'll be praying for you. I had a career before Disney, and I'm sure I will after, and I know I won't turn out like you, bitter and miserable. Fix your life.
You read all of this stuff?
I did. I looked at it. And I'm trying to give you guys a little... This is not everything. This is just a summary.
I'm not going to lie. When I first saw it, I was like, why would Azealia Banks even go at her? But then, you jump in the fire. Because she was not going at her. You jump in the fire.
All she did was say Azealia Banks needs to simmer down. She didn't at her.
That's jumping in the fire. Leave
that's
people
really
alone.
That is jumping in the fire. And she's 14.
That's jumping in the fire. At first, I was like, Azealia Banks is wrong. But now you see,
Azealia said way too much.
I mean, she did go a little too far. Girl. But you jumped in the fire. You can't run and say, okay, I'm only 14. Keep your
she
ass
didn't
out
say
of
I'm
grown
only
people's 14. Business.
She didn't say I'm only 14.
She should have said I'm only the radio guy.
Somebody tweeted and told Azealia, you were supposed to be on Gaga and Rihanna's albums. You were supposed to have a bigger career than Nicki Minaj or even Lil' Kim. And Azealia responded, Gaga is over. Ree's been effed in every hole and discarded. Now that Nicki's something Kim dry, nothing left for her to steal.
Hey, man, drop on a clues bomb for Azealia Banks. Because Azealia Banks goes on these rants every 2 days, and y'all feed into it every single time.
Then she's also supposed to be headlining a festival in the UK, and then she started tweeting, this just happened. UK producers are fired. UK rappers, nope. The UK really can't rap, though. UK rap is just a disgrace to rap culture in general. Rap hip-hop culture is American in its purest form. UK rappers never have swag. It's always forced. And some of people in the UK that were supposed to go to that concert she was headlining then started hitting up the promoters and they canceled her.
All right, don't think London's soft now. Well, they run up on you and stab you in the chest quick in London.
In a second.
Right? May not be pistols like that, but they will top-boy you in the stomach.
Oh, they got
so this, she just, this just got, happened like 15 minutes ago.
You better act like you seen Top Boy, damn it.
And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Miss Yee. Charlamagne, who are you giving that down to?
I really don't know. I'm processing it in my mind right now. Really? I have a direction I want to go, but it's just so much, so many different things coming at me from so many different places. I think I know where I want to go.
Give us a hint. Can we get a tease?
How do you say murderer in Spanish?
Murderero.
How do you say abortion? Abortiono.
I don't know.
Okay.
You're on your own at that one.
La abortion.
It'd be L? Would it be L? I don't know.
You know what? We need some Spanish people in here. We need some real gay people in here. I am tired of this.
Or you could have looked it up online.
Google it.
You could have Googled it, right.
We got time. Google abortion for me. How do you say abortion in Spanish? Murder abortion.
Aborto.
Aborto. I was right.
This close.
Drop on a clues bomb for me. I said aborto.
You said la aborto.
Yeah. I said that second.
That's a person's
name. Yes. We'll talk about it.
All right. When we come back, keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey?
Yee-haw.
Okay. Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
All right, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, May 11th. And my whole timeline is filled with people telling me to give Azealia Banks Donkey of the Day for what? That's Azealia being Azealia. That's what she does. She Twitter beefs with people, and y'all eat it up all the time. Whatever. And Kevin McCall, I can't figure out why he should get Donkey of the Day either, because he's running around here looking to hand out fades to waffle-colored Negroes of the world, like Chris Brown. What's wrong with that?
Hey.
You want your fade, too, don't he, Envy?
He did want my fade.
Seriously did?
Drop on the clues bomb for Kevin McCall.
Kevin McCall, he was joking. I was about to call him last night, too. He's going crazy.
He's just trying to bring some justice to the world.
He's definitely bringing justice to the world.
And slap up a couple khaki-colored Negroes.
Hey, stop with the khaki-colored Negroes.
And this Nicki Minaj safari situation, that's still cooking. Man, let's give that one a minute. A donkey will be developing from that situation real soon. Just everybody fall back. Let's be easy. All right, there's other people who deserve the credit for being stupid this morning, like this 17-year-old Long Beach boy who allegedly solicited help from two female teens to repeatedly assault his pregnant girlfriend in hopes of forcing her to miscarry. Mm-mm. Let's go to KTLA for the report.
17-year-old Angel Contreras and his two accomplices, Claudia Rodriguez and Candy Patricio, are charged today with six felonies. Contreras is accused of enlisting the two to assault his pregnant girlfriend in an attempt to force her to miscarry her baby. We're told they tried to assault her twice, the first time in March by punching her in the stomach, and another time 3 weeks later as she got off a bus. The victim and her unborn baby are doing okay. The teens are expected to be arraigned at the end of this month. At least two of them are being held on $4 million bail each.
Oh, it's real in this world. Angel Contreras, Claudia Rodriguez, and Candy, what'd you call it, Patricio? Facing six felony counts, okay? Did you hear what they said? The two women ran up on Angel's girlfriend and punched her in the stomach as she was walking home. When that homemade abortion didn't work, they tried to run up on her again less than 3 weeks later. Okay, the unidentified girl was attacked as she exited a bus.
That's terrible.
Rodriguez and Patricio unsuccessfully tried to drag the victim into a car, but a witness prevented the girlfriend from being kidnapped. Now, let me tell you how grimy this Angel dude is. He was on the bus with his girlfriend, allegedly, and alerted the two goons to their location so the woman could catch his pregnant girlfriend's fade in hopes of killing the baby. Now, all three of these savage stooges are scheduled to be arraigned Monday, but the hearing was postponed until May 31st, like you just heard. The DA's office did not provide any information on the health of the victim or her fetus. I just want to put this in perspective, all right? T.K. Kirkland was here last hour, and he said this about you women out here mismanaging your poom-pooms. There's something to this. Let's hear it.
I saw a girl with pregnant on the bus stop. I'm like, who raised you?
Mm-hmm.
You letting a guy that got no car sex you down and impregnate you and you're on the bus? Yo, this is insane, fam. So we want to encourage our men to step their game up.
Ladies, especially you young girls, you out here mismanaging your vaginas, letting these little dirty ass scumbags shoot your club up, breeding with any and everybody, and then when you end up with a body in your box after a man shoots your club up, you're stuck, pregnant, gotta raise this kid for the rest of your life and gotta deal with lame ass dudes like this Angel guy. All Andrew had to do was pay for an abortion if he didn't want the baby. Even though technically it's not, you know, his choice. That's a conversation y'all should have had together. But I'm sure if you would have just sat this young lady down and told her, hey, look, I'm scum. I'm not ready to be a father. I'm a loser. I don't want this baby. And if you don't have an abortion, I'm going to get two of my homegirls to try to beat the baby out of you. I'm sure if you would have had that conversation with her, she would have obliged, but you didn't even give her that choice. Okay, the price of an abortion in Long Beach is $400. I Googled it, and it's not a shortage of Planned Parenthood clinics in Long Beach, so I really don't know, Angel, what the F is on your mind? And where are the two young ladies' fathers that you were able to brainwash into carrying this BS out? Claudia and Candy, why? When a man comes to you and ask you to commit any crime, you should tell him, hell no, we won't go. Okay, in fact, as a woman, if a man comes to you and tells you to do something like this to another woman, I want you to go beat this woman up and cause it a miscarry, you should go tell the police immediately, okay? Just on the script of being a woman. Because this could easily be you one day, all right? You reap what you sow, karma comes back to you hard. And trust when I tell you that two counts of conspiracy to commit murder, one count each of kidnapping and assault by means of force, those felonies, those are just the beginning. Angel, you like 17 now, we'll probably see you again when you 40-something. And Claudia Rodriguez and Candy Patricio, you'll be starring in Orange is the New Black Seasons 5-20. Okay, you'll be working in the kitchen, smuggling Goya in to season up the mystery soup, okay? And you three donkeys deserve every bit of the time you get, all right? Please give Claudia Rodriguez, Candy Patricio, and Angel Contreras the biggest hee-haw, please. The hell is the world coming to?
That Spanish sucks. Horrible. Hey.
First of all, that's not my pronunciation of Spanish. Names suck. My Spanish doesn't suck because I don't even know Spanish for it to suck.
We know.
All right.
Well, thank you for that donkey
people
of the day.
Sick.
People, exactly.
Just reiterates that.
All right. Now, when we come back, ask Yi if you need advice, relationship advice. Call Yi right now, 800-585-1051. We'll put you live on the air, and she'll help you with your problems. Again, the number's 800-585-1051. Here's Chris Brown. It's Back to Sleep. Mr. Breakfast Club, good morning. That was Notorious B.I.G. with Juicy. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club, of course. Now, it's time for Ask Yee. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call Yee right now. Hello, who's this?
Hi, from Patterson.
Yo, what's your question for Yee, bro?
Yo, so I'm engaged right now. I've been with my fiance for like 3 years.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Yes.
Thank you. But my issue is I had an old thing that I used to want to talk to back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I met up with her. She actually took my job, and I was training her. And we kind of hit it off, and we kind of been talking and messing with each other since then. And I'm torn because it's like, I love my fiance and whatnot, but, you know, I always wanted to talk to this girl, and we've been kicking it for a minute. She knows about my situation, but she's still willing to be there. But I don't know if I should, like, pursue that and leave, or I have so much invested, and I just don't know what to
well,
do.
Well, right now, it definitely doesn't sound like you're ready to get married if you're messing with somebody else and you're having these type of feelings. Let's be honest. Like, why are you getting married?
Right, and that's the thing, because I felt like everything was good until I kind of had something that I never had, so, like, I'm questioning it. But then I'm like, should I even pursue it with her? Because, like, what if she feels like I'm going to do what I did to my fiancé to her, and what if that relationship don't work because she got doubt?
I think first and foremost, out of fairness to your fiancé who has no idea what's going on, you need to let her know that you guys are not going to be getting married on this date anymore and see how she feels about that. But you cannot get married now. And whether or not this situation works out with the other women, you're saying that you have stronger feelings for this new woman, or is it because new is exciting?
And that's the thing. I don't know. But I do know that she does things. She makes me show ways that my fiance don't. Like, we kick it. Like, we've spent the night together. It's just like it's a certain type of feeling that I have with her that I don't have with my fiance.
All right. I think you owe it to your fiance to, first of all, at least break things off with her and let her know that you're not getting married because it's not fair to her.
Do you think I should pursue it with the other chick?
If that's where your heart is telling you to go and you want to break up with your fiance and you're willing to never be with her again and sacrifice that, then... this is how I really feel. I feel right now you don't know. You don't know if you love the fact that it's somebody you always wanted, so you're excited. It's something new. It's something different. You're not 100% sure. I'm saying that right now you're torn between two different women. Let the woman who is supposed to be your fiance, let her go, and then you have to figure it out from there. Nobody knows what's going to happen after that. Maybe this girl on the side won't even want to be with you once you leave your fiance. Maybe it's not an option. Maybe she's going to feel like, wow, I can't believe you left your fiance. I was really happy just being your side chick. Now this is too much pressure on me. You don't know what's going to happen. Maybe she'll feel like, I don't even trust you now, seeing what you did to your fiance.
Right, and that's my issue. So it's like, I feel like I should just stay where I'm at and just let it go, but then it kind of eats me
up. You're definitely not ready to get married.
Right.
So I can't say what's going to happen in the future, but what I can say is you are not ready to get married. You owe it to your fiance to break things off now so that you're not leading her on, because if she finds this out later, it will be absolutely devastating for her.
Right.
So at least put her feelings in the mix somewhere in all of this. I'm not saying that you should tell her that you've been cheating, but at least let her know that you don't feel that you're ready to get married. So maybe you'll revisit that later, but you need to work some things out within yourself, okay?
All right, thank you.
Good luck, bro.
Man, that hurts.
I hope she doesn't listen. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, call Yee right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Bryson Tiller with Don't. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Oh, Valerie.
Hey, Valerie. What's your question for Yee?
Oh, well, I talked to this guy, right? And we've been talking on and off since, like, the 10th grade. But I'm a senior in high school, so, you know, I'm young. But we just been, like, arguing a lot. But then we, like, best friends again. And, like, I don't know if we should still keep this going because we're going to college this year. We're graduating next
week. What kind of things are you guys arguing about? I mean, you're pretty young.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, we argue over, like, petty stuff. Like, last night we argued because, like, we both act just alike. Like, his attitude is just like my attitude. We both have bad attitudes. So we just argue over petty stuff, like our attitude. If I say my favorite color is pink, he'll say, no, it's not, it's green. You know, like, we just argue over stupid stuff.
So it seems like you both are very stubborn.
Yeah.
Nobody ever wants to admit that they're wrong, or nobody ever wants to say, okay, why are we even arguing about this? Nobody wants to be the bigger person.
Two holes.
Yeah.
And you guys are young. Well, I think sometimes you have to realize that people do argue all the time, but some of these arguments are futile. So what you need to do is, when you argue, there's certain key words you shouldn't be using. Don't ever use the words never, and don't ever say you always. They say don't use the words never and always in an argument. And sometimes it's just better to say, okay, you know what? I don't even want to argue about this with you. Why don't we both just take a time out and come back together later on? But you guys are both going to different colleges.
Yeah, we're going to be like 9 hours away. I'm going to Bethune-Cookman, Daytona Beach, Florida, and he's going to Alabama A&M.
Right. And you're arguing all the time. Are you more happy or unhappy in your relationship?
Like, I'm happy when we both happy. When we don't argue, I'm happy. But
okay, percentage-wise, how often do you argue?
Probably about 50% of the time.
See, that's not good.
No, it's not.
Right.
But it's like, we're just, like, so stuck on each other, though.
Right, and I get it. It's what we call puppy love. You guys are young, in love, high school, about to leave to go to college. You don't want to let him go. You don't want somebody else to be with him. You don't want him to like somebody else. He doesn't want you to like somebody else. things might end up happening. But in general, you guys want to make sure that y'all still remain cool with each other no matter what. So if that means that you have to lead by example and be the bigger person sometimes, then you need to do that. And when you guys are getting along and are in a good space, you need to let him know the things that he does that bother you so that you can both agree to work in it. Admit that you have faults and then let him discuss his faults and figure out together how y'all can improve.
Okay. All right.
And congratulations on getting into college.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too now, Mama. 800-585-1051. You got questions for you, you can call her anytime.
Now,
some
people really end up marrying their high school boyfriend or girlfriend, right, Envy?
My high school sweetheart, yep. I've been with my wife since 16.
Yeah.
Me too. Me and my wife been together since 98. I've been in that vagina since 98.
All right.
Took me a little longer than a year, but...
You know, so some people...
Well, you know what? I didn't smash in 98, but I started kicking it with her in 98. Yeah, but I've been swimming in that vagina for a long time.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
Right, so your high school love could end up being somebody you're with for the rest of your life. You never know.
Absolutely, man. Once you let a girl stick a finger in your butt, you got to marry her. Never mind.
All right. Yeah, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, we are going to talk about Rick Ross. Now, he was being threatened by some alleged gang members, and we'll tell you what happened with that. Also, Selena Gomez was caught making out in Vegas. We'll tell you with who. It's a little weird because it seems like he has a girlfriend.
Oh, boy. All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, just last week, federal authorities had announced the indictments of nearly 50 alleged gang members. 32 of these people were charged in a Georgia indictment, another 16 in Memphis, Tennessee. What they are saying is members of the Gangster Disciples were behind numerous crimes, including murder, attempted murder, robberies, extortion, and drug dealing. Bond was denied for several of those alleged leaders of that gang just Monday morning. Now, Rick Ross was also indicted. He's named in the indictment also.
He was indicted?
All of this is because of him being threatened by alleged gang members in a video that was uploaded to YouTube a couple years ago. Check it out.
Yeah, security on you, G. We ain't gonna leave. Release this pressure off your ass until you release this check.
Period.
When we drop this on the YouTube World Star, you're gonna see a whole following of this shit, Rick.
And get your lyrics.
Maybach, Meek Mills, everybody, G. Nothing personal, but tell your boss, man, he gotta get that check, boy, cause y'all in trouble.
GD Funk?
GD Funk? Maybach killer, nigga.
So hold on, they use that against him in court?
Yes.
Good. Drop on the clues bombs for that. I think anybody who does criminal things on video and threatens people on video in that manner should all have charges pressed against them.
So why was Ross indicted?
Well, I guess because the threats were against him, so maybe they want to, I don't know, question him about that as well. Now, according to some of their supporters, they clothe and feed the hungry. They have literacy programs. They're about positive things for the community, and they're not gangbangers.
Yeah, but all that cyber cripping and broadband blooding, how can you say that in court, but then they got a video of you doing that? Mm. Like, stop putting your crimes online. Stop it.
All right, Ja Rule was very upset. He was performing at Harris Pool after dark in Atlantic City, and somebody threw a beer can at him.
Hit him right on his head.
Yes.
Boink.
How mad would you be if you were performing? Well, this is what Ja Rule did. He offered $1,000, found the person that threw it, and smacked him.
Drop one of Clues bombs for Ja Rule out here hand-delivering Michael Jordan crying face memes on sight.
But
all right.
But the guy walked to the stage like, yeah, do it. And so he did it.
Yeah, because people think it's a game out here. Ja Rule got to put the smack down on.
Also, that guy was under pressure. Let's be clear. He offered $1,000.
There's no way I'm going to walk to the stage.
You think it's all good because I'm up here doing Always On Time and put it on me?
I'm going to run out the other way. Ja slapped the ish out of him, too.
It's a murder.
Ja Rule got pent-up aggression that he's been wanting to unleash for a long time. Right? Y'all keep playing with Ja like a sweetheart. Yeah.
All right, Prince allegedly has a biological son, according to the alleged son. Carlin Q. Williams in Missouri. He's 39 years old, and he said his mom met Prince in the lobby of the Crown Center Hotel in Kansas City back in July of 76. She said that she drank wine with him, checked into a room, and had unprotected sex.
I can see that.
Right.
So. I can totally understand why she would do something like that.
He's in jail right now, though, for gun possession.
Oh, that's his fault. Mm-hmm. Should have been out, so you could have been Prince's son.
So we'll see what happens. And they are taking Prince's DNA. So I guess we'll see if all of these allegations, any of them, come true. Now, Orlando Bloom and Selena Gomez were spotted in the club together. They were all over each other, hugging, all of that. They spent a solid hour together, according to sources. There were tons of security in front of her table. It was just the two of them. Her friends were on the dance floor. They were talking very closely. Now, Orlando Bloom is supposedly dating Katy Perry, so...
Orlando Bloom, is that, hold on now, who's the guy that used to be on Nassau Raven that be posting all them stupid videos?
That is not Orlando Bloom.
Who is that?
Orlando Jones, I think. Or is that his name?
I'm about to say, I'm like, how the hell he go from looking like a broke Teddy Graham to freaking dating Selena Gomez and Katy Perry?
Now, if you remember, Orlando Bloom and Justin Bieber had actually had some words exchanged. Justin Bieber swang on him. Remember that? Happened like a year ago, I think it was.
Okay, that's Orlando Bloom.
Yeah,
right.
That's okay. Orlando Bloom.
Okay, got it.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. And I don't know if y'all saw this, but they're saying that Toni Braxton is dating Birdman.
I seen it.
And that they've been dating for quite some time now, and it's been under wraps, but they just recently were together.
I'll put some respect on that. You know what I mean? Suited Colbert's band last night, too. John Batiste, when I walked out, they was playing Put Some Respect on it. Yes.
All right.
Drop one of Clues bombs for them, damn it.
Dope. Okay.
Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix. Shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, hit me up with your request at DJ Envy 800-585-1051. Sir Envy went on Snapchat. Wake your ass up. Let's go.